Good morning, Rhoda. It is currently 7:08 a.m. It is your host, Petty Officer Ryan Brown, better known as Poindexter, here to give you a nice little introduction to two guests we have right before the holiday season begins. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. It's great to be back on the show. I always love the opportunity to come here and hang out with y'all for a little bit.
And I see you brought a special guest with us today.
I did, yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself, ma'am?
Yes. Hi, my name is Claudette Cumberbatch, General Manager of the Navy Exchange Rota. Thank you for the invite.
No problem.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, it's exciting. This is your first time on the radio, too.
Yes.
Nah, there's no need to feel nervous. Everybody's loving you already. It's early in the morning, so no one can really fight back. If they do, I'm here.
Yes, I'm in good company.
So how's it been for you so far?
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing journey just to be here. Just to be part of the community for me is just amazing and awesome.
Yeah, I will sing the praises of this community as long as I keep breathing. I think this is an amazing place to be able
it
to,
is.
To live
it
and work.
It really is. And the people, they are so genuinely kind, friendly, and just... I feel like I belong here, so thank you.
Pretty much everybody who's here wants to be here. It's a great place to be.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited to have us kick it off, but of course, we want to do a little bit of an introduction. Please tell us about yourself. What do you do here at NAVSTAY Rota, and what else do you like to do?
Well, I would like to start by saying that I was raised in Brooklyn, New York. My background is in Brooklyn. And my first job is in Okinawa, Japan. I started in Okinawa, Japan on Kadena Air Base as a temporary flex associate working in a tent. And look at me now. Wow, what a journey it's been with the exchange system. So after Okinawa, Japan, I moved back to stateside. My husband, retired Marine now. He did 22 years and 9 months and 13 days.
You know, it's funny. I know the exact number of days my dad served. 20 years, 11 months, and 19 days.
You never forget. Yeah. So after Okinawa, I ended up in Tustin, California. And I was able to work for the Marine Corps Exchange then. And then we moved to Yuma, Arizona, back to APHIS. So when my husband retired in 2002, I ended up getting employment over at NES Jacksonville as a department manager. And as a department manager, my total responsibilities was all about soft lines, over 22 million of annual sales, and I had over 75 associates.
That's cool.
But it was the best because I felt like that was my contribution to serve those who serve. You know, I wasn't able to join, but just the fact that I was in the exchange, helping the best way I can, I felt that was my contribution to the community, to the military community. So I'm fast forward. Let's fast forward now. There was an opening at the Orlando Navy Exchange as a general manager. So, you know, I was like, let me try. So I did. I submitted my application. I was able to get an interview. I was selected to be the general manager of the Orlando Exchange, which fall under naval warfare. It falls under naval warfare. So after that, within a year, I ended up being offered the Navy Exchange Key West. So I was able to do both exchange, the first general manager in the Southeast to actually manage two locations. So I was so excited. I felt like, wow, new experiences, you know, it's getting me ready for bigger and better things.
That's a bit of a commute. Where were you living?
Oh, my goodness. I was living in Orlando. But because it was my budget, and it is the sailor's dollars, I literally drove to Key West once a month just to save the sailor's dollars because it was my budget. I was responsible for both location budgets.
Was Orlando bigger than Key West? Which one was the larger?
Yes, really? Orlando okay. is bigger than Key West. Huh. As speaking annual sales, Orlando is about $17 million. And Key West, when I became the general manager, it was $9 million. Since I left, it's now over $10 million. It's yeah. over $10 million. Just the growth in that area is just amazing. But I feel all the experiences between Key West and Orlando prepared me for Rhoda. And when Rhoda became open, I was like, oh, let me try. Let me see if I can throw my name in the hat and see what happens.
Yeah.
And the interview was just grueling. I have to tell you guys, you have to sit in front of a panel and, you know, you have to make sure that you know all areas of the business.
You know, I've never had to do a job interview.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm over 48 years old and I've never had to do a job interview.
You are so lucky.
I did. I will tell everybody who listens that I'm lucky. Yeah. So I worked at Burger King and a grocery store when I was living at home in high school. And then I went straight to the Naval Academy. And from there, just all of this. So it's...
Believe me, it's an experience that
I'm
you don't
sure
want
it is. Yeah. I'm going to have to retire after this so I don't have to go through a detail or an interview process.
As somebody who just came from like the reserves... I used to have like a part-time job over at Facebook. I had to do like a three-part interview, and yeah. we did have to do like a little board where they're asking me a bunch of technical questions. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, unfortunately, I don't have the answer to this question right now. Let me get back to you, and I'll have that. And they're like, you know what? That's probably the best answer anyone's ever gave us. I'm like, congratulations, yeah. you're hired. You're going to go to advertising and sales. I'm like, oh, cool.
Well, that's it. I could probably answer that for every question they ask me. If that's successful, and I think I'm set.
I mean, hopefully I got a few of those questions right, and that's the actual reason I got hired. Other than just like, you know what, you answered one question really funny, and I think we'll hire you. Fine, sure. But I know we're coming up onto the holiday season.
Yeah.
And I know, sir, that we were lucky enough to do a little bit of a video with you.
I was. One of the most fun parts of this job is the chance to tell different stories about what's happening here in Rhoda. And this was a safety one. So I had the chance to do a safety video about specifically using fryers and being safe using fryers. And the most spectacular part of that is obviously dropping the frozen turkey in there. The water expands and pushes all the gases and fluids out and looks like a cool big fireball coming up. But it was really just to highlight safety in general, especially over the Thanksgiving holiday, where four times is more likely to have a home fire than any other time of the year on Thanksgiving Day. And most of that's because of a lack of safety in the kitchen. You start cooking something, you don't think about it, you leave something on the stove too long. It just a lot of things that you have to think about with all those big meals that we're normally putting on, and you got kids and friends and family kind of running around. It was just to remind people to be safe as they're cooking over the holidays. But it was a really fun video because the firefighters got me all suited up and, dropping it into one of the firehouses so that it was a cool, safe environment where we still got to see the fun little fireball thing happening.
And yeah, so, of course, you can also check out that video. It has just now arrived on our Facebook page, AFN Rhoda. So feel free to give that a little bit of like, give us support. And of course, keep in mind your safety for the holiday season. Yeah. And as we transition into the holiday season too, are you planning any holiday meals?
So I will have the honor of serving some food over Thanksgiving in the galley. So it's something I always enjoy. It gives me a great chance to meet a whole bunch of people that I may not have the chance to normally meet, and you know, help recognize the folks who work so hard in the galley, really busting their butts to put on an amazing spread. A whole bunch of great food and a chance to relax and celebrate with some friends and family. So I'll be serving with them Thanksgiving morning, but we're going to cook our Thanksgiving meal at home this year. Last year we ate last year we were in Paris. Oh, so we ate Thanksgiving in Paris. The year before that we did the galley. This year we're going to do it at home with the family.
That seems very nice.
I think it will be very nice.
Ms. Gorbach, what are you doing for the holiday season?
For the holidays, I'll be working. In preparation for Navy Blue Friday.
There you go. Yes. I know a lot of people are going to have to do a little bit of work as well over the period of time. But while they're doing so, they can at least do so knowing that I'm going to be playing some nice music for them. And per your request, I've got some Madonna selected talking about Holiday. It is currently 7:21 a.m. and we're back off the air. We were talking about some delicious foods and some holiday treats that we like to make. And duck came up as one of the big answers.
It did, yeah. When there's only two of you in the house, you don't want to make the big turkey. So we will find other ways to celebrate it. And one of the ways that some people do is duck. And I was just talking about the first time I ever had duck. And it was on my honeymoon with my wife. And it was absolutely amazing. Duck confit, one of the best meals I've ever had. I've been chasing it ever since and haven't quite. But it's the whole thing. It's being there with, you know, celebrating finally being together with my wife. It was in Napa Valley, so being surrounded by this amazing area. So I will never have a meal quite like that again. I'll have a bunch of great meals like that. But, you know, being with her, having truffle fries for the first time, where she will tell you I had to wrestle it back from the waiter because I wasn't done with it yet, even though he was trying to clear the table. But it was absolutely amazing. But so, Claudette, what do you do for Thanksgiving? What's the meal that you and your husband like to do?
We normally do turkey, traditional turkey, ham, sweet potato pie, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I'm excited about it.
Starting with the duck confit, is that
duck confit? Yeah,
oh,
it's just
my
the way they cook it. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, our kids wanted to have Thanksgiving at home as well, and it was funny. They started drawing out Thanksgiving meal for us. So we've got pictures of turkeys, and now we're talking a lot about pumpkin pie, which is perhaps my favorite food in the world. So I'm going to spend the next week thinking about pumpkin pie and how I can skip past the main meal to just the dessert.
Well, you just got to like say, you know what, I'm full. Give yourself an hour, and then just while everyone's away, just be like, I'm going to cut this out. Nice big slice.
You got to do the taste test. And it's great because my wife doesn't like pumpkin pie, so that means more for me.
My wife loves pumpkin pie. Yeah. Like, we have three cans of pumpkin ready to go because we're afraid it's going to sell out of commissary. Yeah. So we're just like, you know what? We'll stock up right now. Yeah. You're going to make three pies. I'll eat one of them. You'll probably eat two over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds like a great plan.
So speaking of the commissary and the next, we want to get an update on the mission for NextCom. What changes are we to expect? That kind of thing.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to talk about the mission and the vision of the Navy Exchange Service Command. The mission is to provide our customers with quality goods and services at a savings and to support the Navy quality of life programs. Originally from ship stores to first naval vessels, the NEX has been a hallmark supporter of our military families and the civilians. So yes, as far as what newness can we bring to the community? The gas station, we were slated to actually get pay at the pump.
Oh, I know, we've been waiting for that for a while.
I know. It was supposed to happen in October. So in partnership with NextCom, they said that they would have to push the date back a little bit. So definitely by mid-June, it should happen. And I am going to stay on top of that because this community need pay at the pump.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, but that's a huge undertaking. And I don't know that everybody understands just how much work has to go into doing pay at the pump. It's a big infrastructure project to do
especially
that.
Especially overseas, too. That always adds another layer.
Correct. But no matter what the logistic issues may be, we have to overcome it and make it happen.
Yeah, I would love to see that before I leave. So mid-June would be perfect.
Yes, sir. And the next thing we have, we currently self-checkout at the Navy Exchange and as well as the mini mart.
Yeah,
oh
so
my
I'm
goodness.
Setting that up last week.
12 units, 6 at the main store and 6 at the mini mart. I have to tell you, community, we ran into a hiccup. we underestimated the amount of time for the scope of work just to lay the electricity, because each unit required 4 outlets. So the Europe facilities team has been here since November 4th, and they are still here.
Still working on it.
So the self-checkout team, the programmers, they were en route to come. Some of them did come. Unfortunately, without the electricity, there's no way we could have continued with the timeline that we had set. So now we're looking, and we don't want to disrupt the holidays as well. So we're looking at definitely March 2025, because everything is already set as far as the electrical work. Keep in mind, we have to remove the current counters that's there in order to install the self-checkouts there. And I am given confirmation that we will have this done by March of 2025.
Okay, so just a little bit of patience to make sure we get it right
instead of
just right now, so that it's a long-standing service that supports the community.
Correct.
Yeah. You don't want something that's going to like kick in and it's like, hey, start this, and then none of it works, or there's an outage or an issue with the electricity, and it's like,
Now that we get
back into the regular lines with less people working at the counters.
Right. But it's only temporary, because self-checkout will happen, again, March 2025.
Okay.
And I'll keep the community posted on any changes.
I've also seen a lot of changes in the mini mart.
Yes.
So it looks like the layout, there's freezers.
Yes, sir. Oh my goodness. We just received some new freezers for the mini mart. I don't know if the community remember, when you go to the mini mart, to the right, there was just a bare wall.
Yep.
So the freezers have been installed. So just as a matter of fact, on Monday, they turned them on to see if they keep temperature.
Yeah.
So once, I think by Friday, tomorrow, we should know whether the temperature suffice, whether it maintains that temperature, and then we'll be able to put the frozen merchandise in the new coolers. Keep in mind, we're going to have to redo the back wall as well.
Yeah.
We have new freezers actually in our warehouse ready to get installed, but they have to get that side right before they start installing. And we had to plan accordingly, because we didn't want the store to be, you know, everywhere you turn around, there's construction, there's some kind of remodel happening. So we had to time it. We had to work in stages to assure that it doesn't disrupt the customers as they come into shop.
It's funny you say that you don't want to turn around and see construction everywhere, because I feel like that's what the installation feels like right now. You turn the corner, there's another big project. There's a traffic circle. There's another new building. There's something getting demolished.
Yes.
But I think it's great. It's just a microcosm. Every department, every enterprise here on the installation is constantly going through different upgrades and different changes to continue to provide better and better support for the community. So you could take what you're doing at the NEX and just blow it up, and that's the installation. But everywhere you go, everybody's working just to improve service to the service members and families here.
Absolutely.
I truly appreciate it. I never fully understand all the work that's going into what you're doing there, but I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Like I said before, my contribution to service is doing what I'm doing right now, because it takes a special person to serve their country. And for me, I want to be part of that. It's such a beautiful thing when you know that our men and women out here are serving the country for us, for our benefit. So it's the least I can do to assure that I take care of the community the best way that I can.
I appreciate that, but I would also say that for over 22 years, you served the country as well, because I know the sacrifice our spouses make in supporting their service members. For a short while, I was the spouse of a service member when my wife was active duty, which pales in comparison to what she's had to sacrifice for me. So I know that what you did before was a service to the country as well. So thank you for your continued service
to
all of us here.
Thank you.
We will continue to look forward to it as well. But the big question I know a lot of our listeners, especially a lot of junior sailors, want to know, Do you know what's going to be inside those refrigerators?
Oh, yes.
Is it just a lot of energy drinks? I know we have a whole bunch of ships pulling in. We're expecting some more coming in.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, we have a planogram that is set and ready to go. It's frozen snacks, frozen drinks, and yes, energy drinks will be there as well. Because that happens to be a big seller for us. However, it's going to be a little bit of everything. Now, keep in mind, we also have like turkeys and hams, you know, in the mini mart. We also carry that as well. Wow. So, yes. Yeah, so, and that's to serve our retiree community. Yeah. So, we have to carry a little bit of everything for everybody. Rest assured, community, we actually have an inventory level of $7.4 million right now in the Navy Exchange. So, and any given time, we can get replenished in less than 24 hours. Right. So, we are in very good shape here.
So, when USS Wasp shows up in a couple thousand of our closest
Absolutely.
Friends swarm the exchange.
Absolutely.
Within 24 hours, you're able to replenish that Absolutely. So the community here isn't left.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's it's amazing.
Yesterday, they cleaned out the entirety. Like, I was just going to go pick up dog food.
Yeah.
And everything's just empty. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Some ship stopped by.
But I think one of the great parts of that is the money that they spend here gets reinvested into us, right?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely correct. All the support that we're getting from the ships that comes to visit, all that money that get invested here stays here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's fantastic.
And it's beautiful.
It is. It is. Beautiful. Absolutely.
And with all that beauty, I know we got to play a little bit of music to keep you guys entertained on the road. Make sure you guys enjoying the vibe and, of course, enjoying our conversation. So we're going to do a little bit of a select song from the CO. We got a bit of Weezer with Undone the Sweater.
We've got the Chapels is hosting the Angel Tree. So if you have the means and you would like to donate to those a little bit less fortunate, please get in contact with the chapel and support that. We've also got the Adopt a Sailor program, but I will say for the Adopt a Sailor program right now, there are way more people who are willing to adopt a sailor than there are folks who are looking to be taken in to enjoy a Thanksgiving meal. And I think that's a testament to the leaders and the sailors, airmen, and Marines that we have around the installation. They do such a good job of taking care of their junior sailors. And I'm using sailors as a universal term, is their junior service members, that there just aren't a lot of people who are looking for more support like that. So please volunteer to support, but understand that because the commands are doing such a good job at taking care of their junior sailors, you may not have the opportunity to take somebody in as part of the Adopt a Sailor program. The thing I'm most looking forward to for a couple of reasons, many good, a couple got to make sure that we're on our A game, Winter Wonderland on December 8th. So this is going to be a huge event for us. It's going to have a USO show. So this is a USO show that the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is escorting around Europe. We are the very first stop in Europe. So we have the chance to ruin the trip for the rest of them, because it's going to be so good here that they're going to go to Aviano and, you know, any of the other basic. Like, man, this is cool, but Rota was better. But it's I know it's on a Sunday, so it's a day that most people want to take off. But this is an amazing chance. There's opportunities to have lunch with the vice chairman, to have lunch with the talent that's coming with the USO, and pretty soon we'll be able to actively advertise who is coming with the USO to provide entertainment, to have the chance to meet with sailors and airmen and marines. So you can have lunch with them. You'll have the chance to meet them at the Winter Wonderland event. There's going to be performances. We have some of the normal MWR talent that we would have as part of the Winter Wonderland. And then we're going to have USO-led talent, which tends to be some of the bigger names that are traveling around the country, around the world in this case, ending with us lighting the tree. But this will be in the NEX parking lot. So
yes.
Once again, we'll have the chance to be tied in with the exchange and what I don't know what you guys have special going on to support that.
It, in order to support this major event, we will be extending our hours.
Nice.
We will stay open until 9 o'clock that day
yeah.
in celebration of this big event. And everybody, I encourage everyone, please come and participate. It is a time of joy and yeah. just relax. And it's all about family. And it's on a Sunday, too.
Yeah, that's
wow.
So a little birdie told me that that Santa is thinking about joining us because it's such a huge event. So we'll just have to keep our eye out. Probably look up towards the sky to see if he's catching a special ride to join us. But I'm really excited about this one for a couple of reasons. Number one, these events are always just amazing fun. Seeing everybody out there, we've got fire trucks and bounty houses and people up on the stage, food,
absolutely.
And then with lighting the tree at the end, it is a great kickoff mm-hmm. to the holiday season over December and January. It's just a big signal. For some people, it's a chance to take a breath. For some people, it's reconnect with your families. It's just a lot of fun. And it's my last one. So this is my last chance to be a part of something that is so uniquely Rota here with the way that we celebrate it. So I'm really excited about this one.
I got to ask, are you going to try to hop on to the Polar Express too? You going to try to drift it on a little bit of ice before you go?
You know, we've done it the past couple of years, and it's a lot of fun. My kids love that. So if we can make it work, yeah. But there's so many people who want to. The lines are so long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cause a bit of a mutiny. I'll just take over and just drive the thing itself. I'll attach a GoPro and make sure you guys can see me. I'll post it on Facebook and everything just so it's a nice, fun time for everybody.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
It really is.
And is there any other exciting news that you wanted to add to that?
I just want to reiterate that, yes, Rota is going to set the standards going forward. Since this is the first stop, I do believe that
yep.
we will set the standards.
I agree. Yeah, but I think the real kickoff to the holiday season happens the morning after Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, Navy Blue Friday.
Yeah.
We are open at 7 a.m., and we are ready for business. So we have PlayStation. We have so much merchandise.
Yeah.
Please make a stop there. And the ad is just beautiful. We have sales throughout the day, throughout the weekend. So I would encourage you to go under MyNavyExchange.com and look at that ad.
Yeah, please. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you can always sit online and do your shopping online, but there's something more visceral about the chance to push a cart through and explore and find that one little thing that I was like, I didn't know I needed that. I need light up socks with cats and Christmas hats. I mean, I don't know if that's actually a thing.
Well,
you know, but there's always I'm sure it is. But it is a fun experience to actually go shopping and be surrounded by other people who are
absolutely,
you know, diving into the holiday season.
Absolutely.
It's got to be safe with it, though.
I don't know if
you were able to experience a lot of the Black Fridays back in the early, like, 2000s.
You know, I always made the bad choice with those. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go buy that computer thing. And then I would drag my wife out there, and she would somewhat patiently look at me as we're standing at line. And, yeah, it's... I avoided stuff like the big box stores. Those were always just a bit much for me.
I remember I had to wait in line at Best Buy for 3.5 hours.
Oh my.
And I wasn't even at like the first 100.
They're like around the corner.
They're in the tents and they're ready. They know exactly what they want.
Yep.
They know exactly where it is.
Or yeah.
I'm there. I'm going to grab it all.
Yeah, I'm too old for that anymore. I'm going to get my sleep. That's worth way more to me than whatever deals I'll
that
get.
That is 100% true. As I've gotten older, I... 100% agree with that. But since we are talking about prices,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have a little Ooh. Bit of a game.
Right.
Brought to you by our PAO. Of course, we're going to be talking about The Price is Right. Now, I'm sure all of you are familiar with the classic game of Price is Right.
Yes. Bob Barker and
the original.
The original, yes.
That's the one I used to watch when I was sick on school days with my mother.
Yeah, me too. Yep, I remember that. Yeah.
So we have three products that are over at our necks that are ready and available, but do you know the prices?
Oh,
no.
My.
So I'm going to read them off. You guys have your nice little whiteboards that only I can see because the power of radio has not made it to your vision yet. We're going to talk it off with the Exchange Select Mint Mouthwash, the 1 liter. What do you guys believe the price is for that? And remember, you cannot go over the price.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So wow. Going over.
Safe bet is always to guess one.
$1. Yeah, it's $1.
I go $1.99. I don't know.
All right. I'm doing $3.98.
All right. And the price for a Exchange Select Mint mouthwash, 1 liter, $2.99.
Ah, boo.
We're already going to add a point. There we go. Don't worry, sir. I know how this game's going to be played. PO's in the corner. She's got your back.
She never hooks me up with these. I think I lose every time.
All right, to our next item. We have the bag of 100 cotton balls.
Good Lord.
Cotton balls.
Cotton balls. Exchange Select, the finest vintage that we can find.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cotton balls.
I don't know.
I'm going to go 98 cents.
98 cents.
Okay.
Strong guess.
I'm going to go $2.
And the price for a bag of 100 cotton balls is $1.19.
Oh, I was close.
Yay!
Look at that. See?
Random guesses.
And he was saying cotton balls.
It's already 1-1. And of course, we have our third and final item. Right. Just to make sure we have no ties here.
Okay.
Because we're competitive by nature, right?
Yeah.
We have our next item, artificial tear eye drops.
What?
15 milliliters.
15? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a bit smaller, but they are eye drops.
Okay.
I have $7.
$7.
I'm doing $5.98.
$5.98. Well, unfortunately for both of you.
Oh, it's less.
It is $4.49.
Oh, wow.
He's closer.
I'm over. So for you at home who guessed exactly right because you purchased this yesterday, congratulations, you've now tied with everybody. And that means we get to give you a nice little reward. We have a song from Rascal Flatts. I'm talking about Life is a Highway.
Yes, I would like to, first of all, thank you again, sir. What an opportunity you have to have me here. I very much appreciate it. I want to talk to the community at this time and let them know that the Navy Exchange is here for you. If you come to visit the exchange and you're looking for a specific product, we don't have it, please go to customer service and they will take care of you. They will take your name and find out if we can get the product and have a manager contact you and give you a status. Also, I would like to tell you, when you go to the checkout and you finish with your purchase, your receipt, you can actually go ahead and fill out the survey. It's a 4C survey. So please take the time and let us know how we're doing. And it is not... I want to say that somebody will contact you and let you know how we can take better care of you. That is our sole mission, to take care of the community that we serve. And it is such a pleasure to be part of that. Thank you, community. Appreciate you.
So I think two things I would like to add on to that. Number one, I know there's some concern with what we have on the shelves after WASP visited us. But I will tell the folks who are listening, take a look at the exchange Saturday. Go Saturday morning. Absolutely. And see just how quickly we're Absolutely. Able to get stuff back on the shelves for you, even after having
Absolutely.
Close to 3,000 people marauding our stores and, you know, kind of sweeping everything off.
Absolutely. May I also tell the community Please. That we have our DC warehouse is right here. So anything that we sell is just a matter of requesting it to be replenished. The DC picks it out. We go and put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
That's as easy as we can make it.
Yeah.
So do not be concerned. Some items, I will say, like soft lines items, that we do have to get a shipment in. But as far as necessities like essentials or spirits or beverages, we have a way of getting it back to the shelf within 24.
That's
hours.
Great.
Thank
Good.
You. Yes.
And then for everybody out there, I would just like to take a chance as we get close to the holidays. My recommendation for everybody is to have fun and have a plan. So get away from work for a little bit. If you can, go enjoy time doing what you enjoy doing, something that helps center you with people that help make you feel better. Just have a plan to get yourself safely home, whether you're going on a long leave trip or you're going out to enjoy an evening in a couple of establishments out in Rota El Puerto. Just have fun and have a plan and take care of yourselves and take care of your shipmates. So you all know better than anybody else what makes you tick. So tap into that. Find those things that help keep you level. For me, it's time with my family. It's time sitting on my butt listening to music. It's just time to take a breath. For other people, it's being surrounded by people. It's exploring new things. So if you know that, dive into that. Take care of yourself. And if you see somebody who needs a little bit of help, please do not hesitate to ask them how they're doing. And then listen and try and get them to something, to somebody that will help make them feel better. So have fun, have a plan, take care of yourselves, take care of your shipmates, enjoy the holidays as we get there. And then as we start getting wound up for the new year, let us know what we can do to support you better. There's ways that you can do that. You can do ICE comments. There's QR codes that we have posted all over the place that the XO, the CMC of the base, and I have access to. You can tell us who you are. It can be anonymous. Let us know what we can do to take care of you so that we can make sure that you're ready to get after doing your job and know that you and your families are taken care of. But thank you, MC2, for the chance to have this conversation with you here. And thank you, Claudette, for coming on and talking about the NEX with us for a little bit. So
yes, thank you for giving us all the updates that we look forward to. We're excited to see what new products are going to be put onto those shelves as well. And since we are coming up to the final hour, we're going to play one of my favorite songs from childhood. We got a bit of Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.